deep in the mirror to find everything that isn't right with myself. God only knows I've tried to fight it. It's just the world that's always crying, crying. The devil is a liar, says he can give you everything that you desire. Everything you want, but you be playing with the fire. So don't believe the lie, it comes at a price. Looks like you got somewhere to be, people you need to see, gotta keep up. They say image is everything, making it hard to think that you're enough. God only knows you've tried.
This morning, this is how we're going to do it. You see, yesterday, a minister called me up, and they had the nerve to tell me they want to take their life. They said they were on the verge of taking their life, and I had to tell them, you don't have the right to take something that you didn't give yourself. You hear me this morning? And then a cyclical demon rose up. You know them cyclical demons? So I'm thinking, I got a cyclical demon on the right, on the left. I got a suicide demon on the right. I said, Lord Jesus, this is too much for me. It's too much for me. But I know that it's not too much for you. So what I did is I proceeded to have a person with the cyclical demon take themselves through deliverance. And I had strength to deal with the suicide demon. It was serious. It was real. The demons that they had been casting out put so much pressure on them that they overtook them. But I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his trust in this ministry. Because this person only knew me and this ministry through the headlines. So it took the power of the Holy Ghost and it took the faith of God. But I want to tell you something. They on here listening this morning. And they're alive and well because of Jesus and a little bit of help. Brothers and sisters, a little bit of help. And whew, Jesus won again. I'm sitting here on this podcast, but up on my big screen, I got my website up. One of them, and the name of this website, post this somebody, is www.spiritualwarfarewarzone. Spiritual Warfare Warzone. I don't know if you ever seen that one, but it's been up a little while. It gets maybe, it doesn't get many hits. It gets maybe about 900 downloads a month. Get about 900 downloads a month since I had it up. But it's called Spiritual Warfare Warzone. And you see, you got to develop that for yourself. you got to develop that. And yesterday, that website, I had to have the person that was getting ready to check out, go to this website. I was trying to think, okay, which one of my websites can I direct them to so that I could, over the telephone, deal with that demon over the telephone. So, you know that other line I got? I put them on that line. I'm thanking God for the Holy Ghost this morning. And I had some people that were coming over to pray with me. I had to call them and tell them, you know what, I got to cancel because I got a heavyweight thing here to deal with. And so they said, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you from over here. I thank God they're right here in Dalton. They said, we'll pray for you from over here. And then I knew God was sending help. Help was on the way to clear a lot of stuff out the airways. I found that cemetery where they threw all the dead bodies of the people they lynched up here. So I was actually able to pray and ask God for spiritual help to break all those curses. I'm telling you, God is on the move. So I just want to play this song to give God praise and glory and honor.
my Savior.
Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders
of your mighty love.
Somebody this morning. I have a specific message for a specific person. And you're going to know it when you hear it, because the Holy Spirit is going to make it resonate. It's going to resonate within your soul, and it's going to resonate within your spirit. And you're not on the speaker. You're not on the Spreaker. You own the Blog Talk. You're on the Blog Talk Radio. And you're listening. As a matter of fact, you're listening intently. You see, let me get my notes from my printer here. I got my notes. What I'm talking about this morning, can somebody write this in the chat room? Spiritual bonding. Spiritual bonding. That's what I'm talking about. Spiritual bonding. See, there's good spiritual bonding and there's bad spiritual bonding. But that's what I'm going to talk about. But the person I got the message for, listen up. Listen up. The way you're going, you're not going to be free. You're not ever going to be free. And let me tell you why. You have based your hope you have based your future on your deliverance. Not only have you based your hope and your future on deliverance, you've been seeking deliverance more than you've been seeking the deliverer. You see, it is not difficult for anybody to be delivered from anything. It's not difficult at all. But because you have a perversion, now you got to get with me and you got to be with me on the spirit, in the spirit on this. Basically, you got to be in the spirit on most of the stuff I teach anyway. What spirit? The Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Okay? But you have a spiritual bond, or a spiritual bond has been created on your behalf. You see, brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. Not everybody is spiritually ignorant, especially some people from different cultures. I mean, there are people that learn about the spirits and the spirit realm from the time they come out their mother's womb. Some of them know about it while they're in their mother's womb, because there's no time and space or distance in that realm. Now, what realm? You could call it the heavenly realm, or you could call it the spiritual realm, or you could call it the soulish realm, and you could even call it the flesh realm if you choose. But your problem is you think you're going to get free by knowing this demon's name, or what that demon did, or how that demon worked, or how this demon smell. I won't deny that God hasn't called you. I don't know exactly what he's called you for, but I know the fivefold ministry: apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. And when you start getting out of that area, you're getting into some unknown stuff. But listen to this person I'm talking to. This spiritual bonding that you formed, it brings you in deliverance, then it brings you out of deliverance. It brings you in deliverance, because every time you hear about some new kind of thing or some new kind of way or some new kind of witchcraft something, you flock to it. You flock to it. That's not what you need. You see, you have allowed it to slip your memory that God created the devil. I say God created the devil. He created Lucifer. And then Lucifer fell from God's goodness and God's high estate into a lower estate. And you have latched on to this lower estate because the people around you brought you into deliverance from an earthbound level. From an earthbound level. And God does not operate from an earthbound level. The demons that you keep hunting up are the lowest form of demons, because they earthbound disembodied spirits. Low, 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 low. And I hope you can comprehend what I'm telling you. And I hope you can get this. I might even call you up and tell you it's that important to God, but I would prefer that you get it. You know what I mean? And then you can be really helped. Then you won't seesaw down, up, down, up, down. You have no balance. You have absolutely no balance. Because you don't believe the full gospel. You have not allowed, well, I guess that would go into some more teaching, which I just finished a book, by the way. I finished another book yesterday. After all of this, after fighting them battles, I had to sit down. I had to. Because I know how God, I watch God do this. I watch God do that. So I had to sit down. And believe me, I worked so hard that my head was hurting, my back was hurting, my arms were hurting. That's called retaliation. But I finished that book. And I'm going to have Brother Joe take it over there and bind it up today. And have it bound up today, too. The person I'm talking to, please hear me. You're going about this the wrong way. God is not a seesaw ride. You ain't supposed to be up and down. You know what? They're gonna label you bipolar, manic depressive because of that seesaw ride you on. The devil is tricky. And I'm going to deal with one of those spirits in a few minutes. I'm going to try to identify you some more so you can see this for yourself. You're not going to. It's God that does the elevating. Ain't no form of witchcraft, no form of soulless realm, no form of shamanism. It's going to get you where you need to be in Christ. I hope you hear me. I really hope you hear me. Because you're going to have to get your mindset off the fact that it is a particular demon. He got you mind locked. He's lying to you. Who? The devil. And the person that brought you into this situation, that spiritually has you spiritually bound, ain't no way. Ain't no way. No human being's supposed to have control over your mind. Because you're supposed to have the mind of Christ. But when you relinquish it to looking for this demon, that demon, the other demon, blah, 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 it's time for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from one of my favorite cities, New Orleans, evangelist Carol Thomas.
Let's go higher.
That's what happened with that person that I had to pray with yesterday and destroy that, bust that lock off that mind so that they would live. The devil does not want you to have faith in Christ. He wants your faith in Christ to be ruined, and then he comes in with all these little clinging, tinkling, evil symbols, all designed for you to lessen God's ability. I'm talking to you. Now, you think you went in it and you think you came out, but you ain't came out every time you go back in it.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from one of my favorite cities, New Orleans, evangelist Carol Thomas.
Let's go higher.
We got to go higher.
Let's go higher.
I can't see if the person I'm trying to reach is on here, because it's a few people on here this morning, especially over there in the Blog Talk Radio. But it's serious. It's serious. It's really, really serious. This whole ministry is serious. And it's getting to be even more serious, I think. But you know what? I know. I'm going to do my teaching as soon as I take this song up right here. Post this in the chat room. maybe three or four other people can post it too. Post lying is a sin. Lying is a sin. Lying is a sin. Thank you. You see, lying is a sin, and there is a point where people seem to have forgotten that there is a sin of lying. God has never uttered a lie and never will. However, there is an expert liar, and there is the inventor of lies. Spirit's name is Satan. And the Bible says that even the ignorance of the religious leaders of Israel in the Old Testament, their ignorance was apparent even in Jesus' day, because they criticized the way Jesus cast out devils. In Matthew 12:24, the Pharisees said, speaking of Jesus, "This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils." And Jesus answered them then by saying, "And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself." He said, but if I, Jesus, cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Matthew chapter 12, verse 26 and 28. Jesus went on to warn them, the Pharisees, the scribes, the priests of the synagogue, Jesus went on to warn them that attributing a work of the Holy Spirit to Satan was the unpardonable sin. That can be found in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. In the Bible, it mentions a lying spirit. It says, "Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And the spirit said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so." Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against thee. Now that happens to be 2 Chronicles 18, 20 through 22. But you got to look at what's really being said here. And you got to ask yourself this question. Would God, who is truth, put a lying spirit in anyone's mouth? And the answer to that would have to be no. Because if God did so, God would cease to be the truth. So what happened back there then was that the prophets of King Ahab told the king what they wanted, I mean, what they knew he wanted them to say, instead of what God wanted them to prophesy. So God stepped back and simply allowed them to continue on in their lives. Now, the reason I brought this up is because God still deals with mankind in this manner. You see, God made us free moral agents. And if we choose not to obey God, or if we choose not to believe the truth of God, God won't force us to do it. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But the Bible says that Satan is the father of all lies. Now, Jesus gives us the source of all lies. When he informed the Pharisees, he said, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's found in John chapter 8, verse 44. Now, I want to emphasize something here. Not everyone who lies is possessed by a lying spirit. But each and every lie accepted by a person as truth, because you didn't bother to go look and find out what the truth it was or is for yourself. Every lie was a step down the road. Every lie brought you further and further away from God. Now, all of us at some point have known liars who couldn't control themselves. I think they're called pathological liars. But you got to understand something. Even they weren't born that way. You understand that? In the womb, when the egg and the sperm came together, they were not that way. But that is not to say that a spirit couldn't have come in the womb. That a spirit could not have been transferred from that bloodline on either side, and no matter how far back, all the way back to Adam, really. So people who lie, and some of those lies which are hurting you today came through spiritual bonding. When you first bonded after you becoming knowledgeable of your salvation. You see, the reason the enemy wants you to accept a lying spirit, because lying spirits partner with accusing spirits that feed on a diet of confusion, deception, and delusions. And we have to be very, very careful today, because we live in an age when confusion, deception, and delusions are overpowering men and women of God. But you see, God knew all this. And that's why he told us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, to stand fast and hold the traditions which we have been taught, whether by word or by the epistles, scriptures. You see, when a lying spirit gets in a person with confusion, deceptions, and delusions, it begins to push that person. It begins to control that person, pushing them to lie. Why? Because it knows that once it pushes them to lie, it can put pressure on them. It can put pressure on them to make them feel guilty. And then it can put pressure on them to repent and say, I'm sorry, you know. And that same spirit will put them in another tight spot and push that person to lie their way out of it. It'll even prompt some people through guilt and condemnation to make a vow. I'm not going to lie anymore. I don't want to lie anymore. And then when they do that, that spirit begins to increase that guilt and condemnation level. So then they're going to, those spirits push them to break the vow. By what? By lying again. And then you have a compilation. Seven worse lying spirits. Seven worse, seven worse, seven worse. Every time they lie. And then those lying spirits start telling them that nobody believes them, even when they're telling the truth. I saw this drive a person to almost suicide. Well, they were. I just thank God. They called my number. And they got the number off of one of them websites, which had been hijacked, by the way. So they never got me. So they said they went somewhere else, Spreaker or blog, whichever, and got my number. The truth set them free. Because I had to get them to take responsibility for their own sin, which is dangerous when somebody's talking about taking their lives. I had to trust God enough, even under the threat of suicide, to recognize and renounce the influence that the lying spirits had gained in their life. I had to force them to see the self-condemnation. They were condemning themselves. They had condemned themselves guilty. Over their problem. Because of the spiritual bonding they had made with the person that they came into contact when they first got saved. And still had responsibility over their soul, was taking it. It was taken. Because they had left the seed and the root of the problem. But the seed and the root of the problem hadn't left them. It's like when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and they had to wander 40 years in the wilderness to get Egypt out of them. You see, the bottom line, they never released their self from under the lying spirits and responsibility of their first spiritual bonding. So when that was accomplished, we were able to watch Jesus release the person from that pressure. And it was only when they were released from that pressure could the demon be cast out. You see, the bottom line, we have God's Holy Spirit, and we're privileged to have a direct pipeline to the truth. So why is that important? It's important because the truth will always make us free. John chapter 8, verse 32, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. John 16:13-14. You see, brothers and sisters, God's word gives us power. Wherever you are this morning, and in particular the person I'm talking about, I need to talk to you. I don't have no time for no long conversation. But I really need to talk to you. Because you're in this message. You're all the way ingrained in it. Because as I dealt with those suicide demons, God began to bring people's conversations to recollection. Wherever you are this morning on this line, I want you to ask God's forgiveness right now. If you have been believing the lies that the devil has been pumping into your mind, you aren't going to do this, and you aren't going to do that, and you aren't going to have this, and you aren't going to have the other. Those are lies. I want you to follow my lead this morning. Out loud. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and all of your lying spirits. Any of your lies that I have believed and taken into my mind, my subconscious mind and my unconscious mind, right now, Matthew 18:18 informs me that whatsoever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Right now, I close open door to any lying spirits or any transference of any lying spirits in my life, in my environment, in my soul, in my family line. I renounce you. And I bind you up, and I command you to get out of me. The seed and the root, the seed and the root of all hidden lies that I have received through any sickness, disease, pain, emotional pain, traumatic pain, and just straight up lying. Right now, I command you to get out of me. Now you make it go. Go! Come on out. Go! Get out. I break spiritual bonding to lies that cause defeat. Defeatism, failure, and lack of power in Jesus Christ. Go! Get out of me. Go! Get out. Cough it out. Cough it out. All the way out. Go! Get out of my pain. Go! Go! Out! Go! Get on out this morning. All lying spirits, go! Sent through the airway with the intent of mind control, mind binding, mind bondage, Go! Get out. Jesus is Lord.
Go!
Get out. Up and out. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Get out of my atmosphere. Go! Get out of my children. Go! Both natural and spiritual. Go! 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 Get out! Go! All the way out. All the way out. Airway spirits. Lion airway spirits. Go! The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Go. Later on, after I see what happens, I'm going to show you how this works. I'm going to show you how this infiltrated people. I'm going to show you. See, my thing is, like, I got to know. I want to know how this works. How this get in me? How did this happen? Then it won't happen again. It doesn't have to happen again. And then you can tell somebody else that you see that's bound by these same demons. Lift your hands up into the atmosphere. You know, lift your hands up. Say, fill me, Jesus. Fill me with your truth and with your love. Fill me. Cover me in your truth. Fill me with your truth. Fill me, fill me, fill me. Fill me. All the way up. All the way up. All the way up. Receive it. Now the person I'm talking about, this is just you need more than this. But this will get you the peace. And this will get you the freedom. It'll get you some of what you're looking for. Okay?
We'll be right back.
mission. If you decide to take it, being made whole, complete, lacking nothing, filled with the demonstrable power of God, dispensing it from you to those that need it. How can you not be blessed? This is Erica Shepherd from Dalton, Georgia. The reason you can't be defeated, the reason you can't lose, is because you got the real thing. You got the real thing.
Jesus in your life.